With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Your little cartoon movie is getting dragged.
You try to sell me on...
Look at this review. The Batman review. A bloated three-hour marathon dragged down by ponderous dialogue.
Who wrote that?
It's in the Indian Express.
What?
The Indian Express.
Who wrote it?
Oh.
Is there a name?
Yeah. Shalini Longer.
Then I can't say what I wanted to say.
No, you can't.
No. I was going to say something, but I can't say that. I would say...
More sourpuss than Batman, this outing of Gotham City's Cape Mask Crusader has him so unhappy and brooding that Pattinson's other Bat avatar, the eternity-grieving vampire of Twilight, was good training.
I would tell this...
Yes.
I would say to this
Batman's,
person...
The Batman sucks.
Actually, Rotten Tomatoes has it at an 85, so... That review is unique in
terms
of
expressing it. You're not a DC guy. You're a Marvel guy.
It's Marvel, not Marvel. Don't embarrass yourself. It's embarrassing.
That's a Disney thing.
Captain Marvel was actually a thing at one point, but it's actually Marvel. Marvel, you say.
Yeah, well, people say Marvel.
No, you say that.
In the Czech, we say Marvel.
The Czech don't say that.
The Czech say that.
They're making those delicious ice cream dishes.
Tridelniks.
I saw it yesterday, and I enjoyed it. It is long. I mean, the last 5 minutes, I would say, hey, we didn't really need that because I've been here not only for the length of the movie, but for the 40 minutes of previews. I've been here a pretty long time, but I enjoyed it, I think.
Could you say it was joyless?
I mean, it wasn't.
Why did they make Batman so dark?
Because you know, his parents died, and he's still overcoming
get
that.
Over it.
He saw them die. He saw them get shot. That's a little hard. That's a little harsh and dark to get over.
Just get over
it. It's early in Batman's tenure. In fact, actually, I can't, spoilers. I won't say anything. But I enjoyed it. I will say.
Oh, just say it. I'm not going to watch it anymore.
No, it's not for you. It's for the other people. It's not for you. I don't care about you. I will say. No, that's a Bale. He doesn't growl. I don't. He doesn't growl. I will say it's.
Shut up, Christian Bale.
I will say it's the best combo of Batman and Catwoman in any movie I've ever seen. You know, because
who plays it? Halle Berry?
No, she was the worst Catwoman ever. No,
she was
Zoe Kravitz.
Zoe Kravitz, daughter of Lenny.
Oh, Lenny Kravitz's daughter.
Yes.
I don't know who that is.
You'll see her. She's good. The combination of her and Pattinson is good. Yes, it's long, but. Superhero movies have become these epics, and it's a detective story for the most part, because that was what he originally wanted to be. I enjoyed it. I liked it. I will probably see it again at some point in theaters. If you like comic book movies, hell, if you just like movies, like you don't like Marvel stuff because it's cartoonish. There are no guys flying around.
Nobody's flying around? Batman flies around.
With equipment. He doesn't fly with powers.
Right.
Yeah, so it's more down to earth. There aren't any guys with special powers. It's a detective story.
Maybe I'll go tonight.
Yeah. I mean, you probably get pissed because it's almost 3 hours long, but it isn't a cartoon. It's just it's a rich guy with toys.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till I'm drinking again.
Okay.
I heard it does take place in Middle Earth, so you might actually.
Middle Earth?
Yeah, it's Middle Earth canon.
Now it's realistic.
Yes, I forgot to mention. I didn't want to spoil it, but since he brought it up.
It's in Middle Earth?
There are elves involved.
Well, it's
there's
canon,
no bats in Middle Earth.
There's
That's
a,
so stupid.
Sure there are. In caves.
No, there were no bats.
And there's a Balrog in this movie.
Yeah, because.
And a wizard.
Uh-uh.
There's a wizard.
Well, the Balrog ate all the bats, so there were no bats.
I mean, Batman technically is like a dark elf.
Yeah.
So
if you like elves and dwarves.
But isn't he supposed to be a good guy? I don't know.
Well, I mean, he's violent if you like that.
Yeah.
He beats people up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you like that stuff.
Mm-hmm. I like that. No, I like that. 713-780-3776. If you've seen it and you want to talk about it, you're more than welcome to do that. Get in here with us. John and Del, Lance is off. He's doing NFL Network stuff. Have you watched him at all on NFL Network?
I saw a clip of him and I said, I know that guy. I don't care.
Yeah, I saw him wearing like some horrible shirt, while Cameron Wolf, who was an intern here,
yes,
is on the set with a suit on. I thought how embarrassing for Lance.
Cameron Wolf was an intern here?
Yeah. Remember, Kyler?
Apparently, like, I was talking to Michael about this. I thought he was an intern before I was an intern here, but apparently, like, we kind of worked together. And I really don't remember
him. You don't remember him?
Yeah.
Maybe well, wasn't that memorable?
I don't remember him either.
Yeah, yeah, I don't remember
him. Cameron Wolf of NFL. How do I not? Huh. I don't remember him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't remember him either. But he was he was on the show with us. Was it yesterday or the day before?
And he said he was an intern here?
He didn't, although we did say, we talked about your intern. Yeah.
Brought him on, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Was he an intern at ESPN before they came over?
It was here. Here. Because it was after I was an intern here. Like, I remember watching.
Yeah, he worked for the Chronicle.
You do the show with Pendergast.
He went to U of H.
And they're on 15, yeah, 16.
You know what? I kind of do. I think I do remember. He went to U of H, and I kind of do.
Shout out to him. Look at us producing stars who we don't remember.
Right. Well, and Cox, what's his name?
Another Cameron Cox.
Yeah. He's in Arizona, making it big.
So Cam Davis is going to do big things here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cameron is the name.
That's it. Like Mary. Where's Mary now?
She works for a nonprofit, which you wouldn't respect.
She did work for HBO.
But you wouldn't respect working for a nonprofit.
And I think NFL Films, too, that. Right?
How much do you get paid, though, if it's nonprofit?
Well, she makes a salary, I believe.
Well, if it's Hugh Jackson's nonprofit, she's probably...
Yeah, Hugh Jackson just...
Well, there was one there was one employee. I don't know if Mary would be
takes
benefiting.
It out, puts it in, takes it out. Avoids those taxes. Is Mary... Is she money laundering?
Well, I don't know what she's
doing. I don't
know
what Mary's doing.
She wouldn't tell us.
I don't know what Mary's doing.
She did tweet recently. Actually, I came up. Apparently, she's on a flight. I don't know where. Maybe she's going to the Ozarks. I'm not sure. But she was tweeting about softball reminiscing because apparently there's a team with softball gear on. She's a big baseball fan. So she's suffering like the rest of you that there is no baseball. Apparently, they're not meeting today. After a session yesterday, there are no plans to meet today.
You're probably not going to get baseball until mid-May, probably, or maybe even longer. There were four owners that voted against giving this proposition that the players rejected. There were four owners that that voted against it. Are you kidding me? The owners are killing it right now. This is not something that this proposition that they offered was nothing. This is just about them. I think somebody tweeted out, instead of them making $10 billion, they're going to make they want to make $10.1 billion.
Well,
I mean, really, but that is $100 million.
Yeah,
so.
you're scoffing
at
an extra $100 million.
Well, but listen, would you? As opposed to sitting here and not taking $10 billion, would you have your product suffer? Because the product is suffering.
Yes.
I think people are a bit PO'd and fed up with baseball.
Yeah, they're tired of it because it feels like a never-ending thing that every couple years they're dealing with it. Even if the season starts on time in past years, it always feels like baseball's on the brink of something awful happening. And now they've guaranteed that the season won't start on time. You got to be tired of it.
Yeah. It's maddening. I know you probably heard on all the different talk shows and everybody lamenting. I mean, what do you think about less than 162 games, Del?
I mean, I would fist pump.
But no one
can see it.
I'm all for it. I vote yes.
Yes. How about 100? How many games?
Well, I don't know who was it said, well, 100, it's really, that's an asterisk season. Like, no, it's not. It's 100 games. Usually by the 100 game point.
You know.
You know. I mean, no. You do know. You know who the teams are. Now,
there's a couple races.
You can come up and absolutely you can have a better second half, and that's 60 games. You know what? The teams do that, but it's not like it's an illegitimate championship.
No. You play 100 games and you prove you're the best team in your division. 100 games is clearly enough.
Didn't the Dodgers win their only title since 88 in a 60-game schedule?
That's why we don't count that one.
No, it's just got an asterisk.
They won it in a COVID year where there are no home games.
They played 60 games.
In the playoffs. Yeah. They played it in a bubble. They're like the Lakers.
They're Lakers.
Yeah, same thing.
If you got a bubble season, guess what? L.A.'s going to win it.
Yeah.
And it loses all credibility.
Can't respect those titles.
I can't respect anything about them.
Didn't they play with an almost ineligible player who they had to pull off the field?
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
And then he came back on. He was hugging everybody.
Baseball was like, COVID, whatever.
Whatever. It's 913 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I got a running back proposition. See if you like it. Next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. One of them owes me $20, but I'll let you guess which one.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
What awful news I just received.
What's
John
that?
Is taking shots at the Batman, but he's going to go watch Cyrano tonight.
Peter Dinklage? It's
all foo-foo. The guy's in wigs and makeup dancing around.
Cyrano is, you know what it's about.
I know what it's about. I saw Roxanne.
He's a little fella.
The Steve Martin. I've seen Roxanne. I've seen it. This is... You're going to watch this instead of the Batman?
Yeah.
It's foo-foo.
That's not 3 hours.
Foo-foo. That's true.
I ain't doing all that.
Foo-foo crap is what it is.
I ain't doing all that.
I hate movies with singing to move the plot forward. In other words, I hate musicals.
Well, yeah. No, me too. But my wife wants to see it. What am I going to do?
Say no?
No.
He's not going to fumble that bag.
Tell my wife no.
Just say, hey, go see it by yourself, honey.
Go see it. Go get it. Go get it, hon.
Yeah.
No, we go to see the movie. I'm not
Cyrano.
Drinking.
No.
It's
you're gonna. It's 2 hours and 3 minutes long. It's not 3 hours.
It ain't 3 hours.
It's still over two hours long. You're gonna look. It's not 3 hours long. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
When do you guys get there early enough for the previews?
No. So we'll have dinner and then go.
But still.
Yeah.
When are you gonna get there? Like, do you get there 10 minutes into the previews, you get there when the show says it's going to begin?
Oh, we'll get there for the previews.
Yeah, so you're still spending about 2.5 hours in that theater.
Yeah, that's fine.
For Cyrano. What a disappointment. Foo-foo crap. No,
she asked me last night.
And you
said
yes.
I want to go see the Peter Dinklage. Okay.
Honey. No, you
don't. You want to go do that?
Yes, oof, good luck to you.
No.
Singing and guys in wigs and white makeup. Ooh. Good luck to you.
Well, you go see a guy.
He didn't do that. This all he did was beat the hell out of people. He did.
He did?
He was sad because, you know, he was trying to save the city. But he beat up a lot of people with ultra violence.
But I like that.
I know you like
that. That's better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't fly around. He used a quick. I told you, Batman isn't a super. He's a superhero without powers. So you are going to be more grounded because you won't see things coming out of his fist with lights, and he won't be using a hammer to fly like Thor. You won't call it a cartoon because there's no cartoons.
Yeah, but
stuff
it's just
it.
So long and dark. Good Lord,
good.
Just pick up the pace.
So Cyrano is shorter but long.
Yeah, but it's going to be shorter. So I'm out of there sooner.
Guys dancing around.
I'm out of there sooner.
Guys dancing around in tights and skirts.
Yeah,
that's what you're looking for.
Yep, that's it.
Enjoy your Friday.
That's all I'm going to do.
Could have been at the rodeo drinking, but it's Lent, so you can't do that either.
What about Breece Hall? Want him?
As a Texan?
Yeah.
Sure. If you like, you want a running back in the second round?
You think second?
Or is he going? I would think so. Right?
I would think so as well.
We'll see how he runs.
Would you go Evan Neal, Breece Hall? Would that be satisfactory?
If I'm a Texan fan, So Evan Neal is going to play right tackle, or are you trading Laremy Tunsil?
Well, either way, whatever the case may be.
So either you have two tackles or you have a young
tackle.
Well,
you actually have two legitimate tackles. Now Titus Howard moves down inside. Sharping beat it. You're done. I don't even know who the other guard is anymore. You got to find somebody.
You don't think a wide receiver would be more valuable with your second pick? What's your wide receiver?
All I've heard this offseason is that you have to have a running game.
Sure, but do you need? But if there's a let's say Jahan Dotson is there, you would take Breece Hall over a Dotson at wide receiver, where your wide receiver. Look, the Texans have holes everywhere. Understood, but you have one guy in Brandon Cooks who you would say is a legitimate NFL wide receiver.
Well, but you also got Nico who showed some signs.
Okay, we'll see.
And you just used a third rounder on it last year.
Is Brandon Cooks going to be here?
Can't you find? You can find running backs too, but obviously the Texans can't. Who'd they pick up? Rex Burkhead.
Well, they weren't trying.
And Phillip Lindsay.
They weren't trying to get a running back that they would have.
Well, how about getting a running back? How about putting something into position for a change?
Well, put something into your wide receiver core too, because how long will Brandon Cooks be around?
Well, but that's okay. Best thing for Davis. What's the best thing for Davis Mills?
A tackle.
A running game.
Brandon Cooks is done after this year.
Okay.
So
you beat it.
He's still going to need wide receiver help anyway. So that's why I'm asking Breece Hall, or let's say a wide receiver that's supposed to go in the first round slips to the second for your pick. You taking Breece Hall over that wide receiver?
Which wide receiver?
I gave you a name.
I mean,
Jahan Dotson.
Okay. Williams.
Jameson, because of the injury? Yes. He slips? Well, I'm asking. I say wide receiver. Are you taking Jameson Williams over Breece Hall?
That's an interesting question to me.
I think I'm taking a premium wide receiver that only fell because of whatever the issue might be. I'm taking him over Breece Hall.
Now, you do know that you probably don't have him to begin the season.
Who cares? You're going to be bad.
It's going to be a long-term deal. But I need immediate,
or let's say
immediate help.
Like George Pickens, who ran faster than people thought at his size coming off an ACL tear. Now he came back to play. If there's still some concerns about him and he falls to your pick, I'm taking George Pickens over Breece Hall if both of them are available. He's a big.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Which will benefit Davis Mills more? A running game, a legitimate running game in its general sense with the running back and in the offensive line help, or a premium, a good wide receiver?
I think I can get a running back comparable to Breece Hall in the third. I don't know if I get a George Pickens type receiver in the third round. I will take the wide receiver. I don't think Breece Hall.
If a George Pickens falls, then okay. If a premium wide receiver falls. But if there's no premium
receiver there. If there's not a comparable talent to what Breece Hall is, then sure. I'm not saying take a third-round wide receiver at that spot, but if a guy slips because of an injury or didn't run as fast as people thought, but on the field you know he's a talented guy, I'm taking the potential premium wide receiver over the running back.
Let's get Lance in here. He wants to
Lance.
Say, I don't know who Lance this is.
Lance, McCullers?
Is it McCullers? Is this Lance McCullers?
Oh, no, this is not Lance Sterling. Hey, I'm sorry I'm calling late, you guys. I lost my office badge trying to get in. Well, I lost it in an Uber, and I was kind of late getting into the office. So my call's a little late. But I wanted to get in real quick and say thank you for today's show. RIP Granado, Raheel, and Dale show, right? And I just wanted to let you guys know that I posted a pic of my brisket, hashtag Pitmaster, Tornado Dab.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to say thanks for the show. And I'm going to wish me luck this weekend. I'm going to go climbing Mount Everest with my wife this weekend. Take care, guys. See you later.
Mount Everest of all places.
Everest. That was a Lance imitation?
I don't know if it's really an imitation, but it was a Lance parody, I believe.
I guess.
Yes. Was that not Lance Erline? The guy who tweets as him?
Was that? Might have been. I don't know.
Because earlier,
no one knows who not Lance Erline is, although I think Lance has unfollowed him.
Well, of course, because he insults Lance on almost every opportunity. I think he tweeted earlier, and he goes, this is my brisket, but it was a picture of beef jerky.
Yeah, beef jerky. Yeah. But I don't think that might, I don't know that he is not Lance Erline. Not Lance Erline is, you're right. He consistently.
Like if you had a not.
Constantly.
You're terrible. John tried to shoot a trash basket. Miss. Let's say you had a guy called Not John Granado, Not John's Morning Poll, which was a thing. Not Black Dell, which is still a thing, I think. I've never followed him. I'm not doing that. But if you had a not John Granato and all he did was tweet about your foibles and the shots people take at you on the air, I don't think you'd unfollow him because you don't care.
I don't care. Yeah. I'd probably follow him.
Yeah, see how clever he is.
That's funny.
Yeah, or not.
I like a lot of his stuff.
Yeah. You and Lance operate on different levels it comes to that.
No, well, how did S the H come about?
It's about his brisket.
About his
I always found that odd that he would tell people he didn't like to S his own H.
Right.
That means is you've got guys' mouths around your area. That's an odd thing.
It is an odd thing. Vera wants to talk about draft picks. Hey, Vera.
Hey, long-time listener on Twitch. John, I hope you had a good vacation to Europe, or that's what Jake and Cody and all these guys were saying. Weighing in on the skill position help for Davis Mills on day two or even early day three, if George Pickens is not available, wanted to get your thoughts on what do you guys think about either Justin Ross. Not sure people aren't maybe talking about him as much. You know, if it's off-field issues, if it's injury issues or something else. And one of the names that I've heard is sort of climbing up the ranks a lot is Wandale Robinson from Kentucky. Heard he's a really good route runner. And I think what we are looking for right now is somebody in the slot who could grow. And the other thing, your partner on the show said, is I think there's a lot of help on day three, early day three. You could get somebody like James Cook from Georgia. There's also options like Damian Pierce from Florida. Just wanted to get your thoughts on it, guys. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Thanks, Vera. He mentioned Justin Ross, who played last year coming off an injury that people thought might end his career. I think I think that's certainly a concern. He's a big guy, and Justin Ross as a freshman was probably a top five pick. That's what people thought of him. And then, you know, he had a good sophomore year, didn't have a great playoff. And then the year after, he had the neck thing. I believe it was the neck. That's probably going to hurt his cause. And I watched Lance kind of break him down a little bit. And he's not very sudden. He's not a guy who's going to get separation. He's a big dude. He would have to play on the boundary. I wonder, he's at the combine, so we'll figure out what he looks like. But I think people are going to wait and see what he looks like up close. He'll have a pro day. But coming out of that freshman year, it felt like he was the next great Clemson wide receiver, and it's kind of tailed off since, and the injury was a big deal. Wandale Robinson, I like. He transferred from Nebraska.
That's a slot guy, though.
Yeah.
Don't you have enough?
Well, do you have a good one?
Listen, because Brandon Cooks ain't going to be here forever either. You're going to have to get somebody on the outside to go along with Nico.
You need multiple receivers. Nico,
I don't know that I'm interested right now in a 5'9". I think you can find – isn't Danny Amendola on the team again next year?
What? Danny Amendola
dominated the last two games of the season.
This is the point. No, get him out of here. Danny Amendola.
I think he's still here.
Why?
I'm pretty sure.
Why did they sign him to multiple years? No way.
I'm pretty sure Danny Amendola is still on the roster. Let me see.
He signed a one-year deal. He's not guaranteed to come back.
Texans roster. Let's see.
He's 37, and he's going to be 37.
I don't need any more.
He's unrestricted for this offseason. He's not on the roster. Huh. And he's 37 years old for the upcoming season. No.
He's unrestricted?
Yes. They didn't sign him to a multi-year deal.
They should have.
For what?
For who?
Stop.
But I don't know. Listen,
you need help everywhere.
I think you need a tall outside guy.
I thought Nico was a tall outside guy.
There's one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go get a legit. You can get a slot receiver. You don't have any. Who are you depending on?
What are you going to do? A Chris Conley again? You're going to do a Moore? You're going to do a.
You don't think the Texans could draft multiple wide receivers in the draft? That wouldn't be a good idea. Who do they have?
Nico. No, they absolutely. Okay, so you're going to ignore defensive back.
No.
Corner. You're going to ignore defensive line. You're going to ignore offensive line. You're going to ignore running back.
No.
They need every position. I'm not drafting multiple at any position.
You should.
You need
to try
multiple.
To help Davis Mills. In fact, I wouldn't be against trading down in the second round. If you can find extra picks, they shouldn't be drafting at their original draft spot, I guess outside of the first round. But even then, if you could find a way to go down a couple spots, get extra picks, I'd do that too. Unless you want to take Kayvon Thibodeau. Or Kyle Hamilton at three. Why not trade down?
No, I think they have to. I would. I don't care if Evan Neal is there.
Yeah.
Trade down.
So you should try to come out of this draft with multiple players at multiple positions, and you do that and it helps your cause by trading down. The Texans shouldn't be looking at drafting at their original draft spot in these drafts. Why?
For who?
Well, if there's an elite player there, sure.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be against it, so you can draft multiple wide receivers because you need, like you said, you need help everywhere.
Man, just bring Danny Amendola back. I don't need a Wandale. He's good. Are you sure he's going to be that 5'9 guy? Didn't we do that? Didn't we have Kiki? Didn't we have a Kiki?
Not here? Every small receiver is the same.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, not all of them are good either. 931 ESPN. Not like Danny Amendola. And look who Danny Amendola is going out with. I mean, come on.
Does that help him on the field?
Yeah, it helps everybody.
Helps you.
Helps everybody.
I could Google who he's dating without him being on the roster. I don't need him to play to find that out.
All I know is he dominated. He kicked everybody's ass in the last 2 weeks of the season.
Congratulations.
I think he was hurt the rest of the time. It's time to talk about March Madness here.
You're advocating a guy who had 24 catches last year. That's who you want back?
Yep.
What a terrible GM you'd be.
It's time for you to shoot your shot, score big on nonstop action with MyBookie. Predict winners in each round of MyBookie bracket contest for a chance to win a Bitcoin, a Doodle NFT. It's currently valued over $50,000 and over $100,000 more in cash prizes. Listen, you can fill out multiple brackets, not in that thing, but multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props. MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today, MyBookie, and put in promo code BET975 to make your first deposit, earning a free entry into the My Bracket contest. Selections for the bracket will officially begin on March 13th, close March 17th at 12 p.m. So make sure you get your deposit in now. MyBookie.ag, bet975 to secure that free entry. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
With the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and
92.5. Ask this caller, Vera, her immigration status. It was a he, and I think it was Raheel. It could have been Raheel. It could have been Raheel. No, he wouldn't be.
No, Raheel has made it clear. He will listen. He will talk to us. He ain't calling. That's not his thing. I saw Raheel. Well, I didn't see him because why would I watch him anywhere? But he tweets. He was at the rodeo. Apparently.
Was also at the rodeo with Raheel last night.
Who was there?
Raheel was at the rodeo trying out all the food.
He and Hoffy always go eat the fried snickerdoodles and stuff.
So there apparently is Flamin' Hot dust is now a thing, like the Flamin' Hot stuff from Cheetos. What did he have last night? Let's just say there are things at the rodeo.
What did Raheel eat last night?
That's the topic of the segment.
Isn't that an Eric thing? Is he?
No. Did he come on yesterday, Eric? Yeah. No.
Yeah, he said he had some of the. And oh, by the way, there's a new restaurant open up there that is supposed to be really cool. It's by the B&B Butcher guy.
You know the name, or is it like one of your News of the Weird stories where you don't investigate?
No. My wife told me yesterday. It's the guy who owns B&B, and he's opened up there. And actually, a good friend of ours, Jesse, is running it. So
yeah. Raheel had a thread of eating, and apparently street corn.
Jason.
And you can put some hot Cheeto dust on your street corn.
Yes. It went.
How's that?
It was legit.
You did it?
Yeah. I ate everything Raheel ate last night.
Oh, so you, Hoffy, and Raheel went?
Me, Hoffy, Raheel, Brandon, I think Hoffy's son, and one of his friends.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And what did you guys have?
So we had, first off, we started with a spicy chicken sandwich, but instead of the buns, it was a donut, a glazed donut. It was delicious. Very hot start.
Who are you, Homer Simpson?
Then the next thing we had was it was a slice of watermelon, and he's like kind of sliced out the middle, made it like a taco shell, and he put Dole Whip in there, which is like pineapple flavored, like ice cream, frozen.
I know what he's talking about, because when I went to Hawaii, the Dole plantation.
Oh,
they would take you around, see all the stuff, but they also had their restaurant, and one of the big things was that Dole Whip. It's legit.
Yeah, and they put tahini on it, so it popped. It was good.
Raheel tried the Hot Cheetos cheese tater tots, and it's what it is. It's tater tots with cheese and hot Cheeto dust. Yeah. Looks good.
That was very good.
Yeah.
And he actually coerced.
At what point were you guys full?
Never.
After that. That was the very last thing we ate. Right before that, we had pork belly wrapped in bacon, which Raheel didn't eat.
Because, obviously.
He ain't about that life. Okay?
Well,
sometimes.
He is.
Was then. This is a little extreme. Pork belly wrapped in bacon.
He's like, okay, now we're going too far.
That's going too far.
He also had deep fried butter. Did you try that?
I did. His actually, like, my butter all melted, so I didn't get an actual, like, a glob stick of butter in it. But his had it. It looked pretty good. But that tasted like basically a waffle with maple syrup. We had a deep fried Oreo as well.
Do you feel like you're about 80 pounds heavier today?
No, not really. Like, everything we had was kind of like smaller portions.
Oh, cut up.
The one thing that was badass was a slice of pepperoni pizza with hot Cheetos on it.
Ooh.
Like crushed up hot Cheetos all over the top of it.
Come on.
It was amazing.
I want that.
Too bad. Except you're going to Cirilo tonight. I'm sure it'll be the same type of experience.
No, but I'm going to Chris Stapleton next week. I'm going to go there.
Yeah,
I'll get there.
It's in the carnival. It's on the like the walkway on the Astrodome.
Well, Jason's going to probably go to the restaurant thing. It's nice.
You're going to miss out on that hot Cheeto pizza.
Well, then you know what? Then I'll just have to live with that, won't I? Although hot Cheeto pizza sounds great. Cheeto pepperoni pizza.
Yeah,
sounds fantastic. I'm in. All right, 942 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. That's it. It's a holiday show. It's been a holiday show all day.
Will it be one on Monday since Lance isn't here?
Yeah, probably. That's probably going to be a holiday show as well.
Huh. Who are you going to get the co-host?
You are. You're coming in.
Have you?
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah.
Better talk to people.
Yeah, I'm talking to people. Don't worry about it. I just found out. I just found out this morning my co-host won't be here.
We all just found out.
So you'll be here. Don't worry about it. News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. You love this part, too, because I always ask you, Dell?
Would you?
And
then I ask for more information. You go, I don't know that. I just read the headline. Yeah. I'm like, how can I make a decision without more information?
We'll do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell them again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dell, Colgate is coming out with a new toothpaste. It's a $10 premium toothpaste. 3-ounce tube of teeth whitening toothpaste costs $10. Do you want it?
Will it prevent root canals? Because I'm in the process of getting that done. I went in
a root canal. That's
Tuesday.
Like the worst thing
I went
ever.
It doesn't even hurt, but it's like, if you don't get this done, you're going to lose this too. So I went in. It was supposed to be a one-day thing, but the person who does the root canal couldn't show up that day. So what they did was they shaved the tooth down, got me my crown, and now it's a temporary crown. It's not a temporary crown. It's a permanent crown, but temporary cement or glue, whatever. So they told me, don't eat crunchy stuff, don't floss, you might move it, and then on the 11th, I'll get the root canal. So they put the medication in, I'll get the root canal, and then they'll permanently fix the crown on. So if the toothpaste could prevent root canals, Sure, but I'm not paying $10 for a 3 ounce tube.
3 ounces, $10.
No.
Launching the Optic White Pro Series.
None of that's, it doesn't really.
First 5% hydrogen peroxide toothpaste demonstrated efficacy to whiten teeth.
Will it really whiten your teeth?
Does it?
Does it?
Are you, though?
$10 worth.
Are you, though? Well, here's an interesting story. A TikToker says her toy almost killed her.
What type of toy?
The type you're thinking of. After she cranked it up, she says, I usually do this at level one or two, and good things happen.
Hmm.
She cranked it up to six.
Wait,
do you think you should crank up your toy to six?
Why would you crank it up to six if one or two provide good things?
I don't know, she said.
Has she heard that's too much of a good thing?
Apparently.
Has she heard that before?
I'm in heaven. Suddenly I realize I can't take it out. I couldn't take it out, she said.
So it got stuck?
Got stuck.
Huh.
At six.
Wow.
And she nearly died.
I don't think she nearly died.
Crank up your toy to six.
I feel like
I think lesson learned.
I feel she's exaggerating. She didn't nearly die.
Well, she nearly died, she said. A woman was disgusted. She's from South Yorkshire, England. She went to McDonald's,
okay,
got a drink.
All right.
And at the bottom of the drink, she found maggots. Do you think that you should?
What kind of drink has maggots in it?
Kind of South Yorkshire, England.
Like a soda had maggots?
Yes.
No, it had to be like milk, right? So a milk-based drink.
How about a milkshake?
It had to be a milk-based
Although
drink.
Although they never work, right?
Whataburger has the worst chances.
She said, I was collecting stuff at the bottom. Oh,
that's awful.
There were maggots in there.
Yeah, the milkshake machine at McDonald's and Whataburger, you probably got a 50% chance of them working at any point in time.
Or you get maggots in them.
I'm not saying that about our great Whataburger, maybe at McDonald's.
A Ukrainian model star at Milan Fashion Week. She said she's been unable to fight in the war, but she's going to do the next best thing for her country. She's going to give her body to OnlyFans.
I thought she was going to say she's going to sleep with soldiers or something. What do you mean give her body to OnlyFans?
She's going to show her body.
Is she
going to
donate the money?
And she's going to, you know, have props like machine guns and whatnot.
How does that?
But she's raising money for the Ukraine.
Is she going to give the money to the Ukraine?
Probably not.
Then how is she doing anything for the?
I don't care.
I know you don't. You're not going to go on OnlyFans anyway.
I'm not going on OnlyFans anyway. But here's the deal. It just seems like, okay, if you're going to boycott Russia, you better support the Ukraine.
I'm not going to support a Ukrainian model.
I know. She's kind of skinny.
Oh, well, that's your thing. Yeah. I'm saying if she's not giving the money to the Ukraine, how am I supporting the Ukraine?
Pancake. Not into it.
What?
A 77-year-old woman and her boy toy. He's 24. They're making big money on OnlyFans. Do you want to see? This might be you and her.
No, I wouldn't go on OnlyFans.
This might be you and Granny.
Nah, we wouldn't make very much.
Here they are.
Oh.
They're making thousands and thousands of dollars. Yeah.
Who are they appealing to? I'm looking at them. I'm sure they are normal looking, except for the whole 50-year age difference. But who are they appealing to?
I don't. Everybody's got a fetish. Why can't people have fetishes about young guys and old women?
Does Granny got a...
No.
Does she got a peach? Does she have a peach? What are we talking about?
I don't know what she. I don't know what she has there.
Tyler's not thrilled.
Come
on, if Granny's got a peach, then that's a different story. But I don't know. All I saw was a headshot.
I don't want to see Granny's peach.
Well, that's your thing.
A restaurant's hired a robot as a server during a labor shortage. Do you want a robot server?
Is he efficient? And I don't know why I gave it a male or female gender. Is the robot efficient and nice and polite and brings you food?
I don't know about polite, but brings you your food.
If it does it on time, I don't mind.
Here's a robot walking with your food in the store and handing it there. The robot will bring it to you.
They go to the right table. I wouldn't mind it, but it feels like that particular bar and grill is just doing something for publicity.
Yeah, it's in South Dakota. They need some publicity.
South
Dakota. And they don't have any people there. Okay.
No,
apparently, Gary Payton claims that Shaq hazed rookies with his poop Do you wish that you were
no,
a...
No, no. The answer is no. You don't even have to finish the story. No.
Shaq is a jokester. So if one of the rookies would be in the stall, he would take a bucket, use the bathroom in it for about a week, and then all of a sudden he'd pour it on them.
For a week?
What?
That better be a lie. For a week and then pour it on them? That's not hazing.
Oh, my God, Shaq. That is gross.
That's like chemical warfare.
Yeah, where is he keeping the bucket?
That's like...
That is...
You know how unsanitary that is?
John, are you telling me a guy pooping in a bucket for a week is unsanitary? Is that what you're saying? Is that your...
Shaq, I've got a newfound dislike for
Shaq. That's
got
to be not real. Where's he keeping the bucket?
Is that Clutch Sports? Gary Payton says he hazed rookies with poop.
Gary Payton played with Shaq at two spots, in L.A. and in Miami. Was it in L.A.? Miami?
I don't care. Terrible. I don't care.
What a disaster.
I mean, that is the worst story I've ever
heard. Shaq better come out and denounce that story.
A week full of poop and he pours it on the rookie?
Where's he keeping it? Where are you keeping a week worth of poop in a locker room?
Oh, my God.
What equipment manager is saving that someplace for you? Who's involved in this?
Representative Madison Cawthorn delivered a message before Congress Wednesday that even some of his biggest critics would agree with. He said this, as the great philosopher Toby Keith once said, we put a boot in their ass, it's the American way.
The great philosopher.
Do you agree that the great philosopher Toby Keith...
No.
Do you agree with him?
How can we? He's from Oklahoma. You can't agree with him.
Dude, he is from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And they roll their joints all wrong. That's right.
That's what you found out?
That's what I found out about Oklahoma.
You know, I saw a joke about Madison Cawthorn. He said something about, we're not going to take this sitting down. And someone was like, you take everything sitting down. That's all you do.
That's all you do.
Sitting down.
We're done. Vanessa and Paul Gallant next right here. On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hope you all have a great weekend, and we will talk to you again on Monday, everybody.
ESPN 97.5.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.